these roads?
Rest areas.
Okay. Do you call it anything different, whether it's simply, whether it's got picnic tables or toilets, or what, you know, whether it's just a place that you can stop and picnic grounds and there's nothing else there, or if it has restaurants and gas stations and more buildings on it? Do you call it anything different?
Well, rest areas aren't around anywhere around buildings or restaurants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just on the highway in the middle of nowhere.
So what would you call it if it did have restaurants and gas stations and snack bars and, you know, those kinds of... Would you call that a service area or a rest area or a rest stop?
I would probably call it just an intersection. They're usually at intersections.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, in the middle of the roadway, painted to keep you in the right place.
It's a dividing line.
Okay. What if you had a concrete or a steel thing built in the middle of the road instead of just paint? Would you call that to separate maybe two-way traffic or something? Or grass?
Would it be called a median? I know grass is called a median.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. When you get off a highway...
Mm-hmm. On a ramp.
Okay. And you call it different kind of a ramp if you're getting off or coming on. You know, I think usually it says take this number.
Yeah. Exit ramp.
Okay. And you know if you call it anything, call it an exit or something else if you're getting back on.
No, it's just a ramp if you're getting back on.
Okay, good. How about other terms for limited access roads that you might have in this city that, you know, you can only get on or off them at special places? Any names for those?
Jeez, way south. Must be 15, 20 miles. It's
would you say boulevard or drive or causeway?
Causeway would be a bridge, would be over water. Or not necessarily a bridge, but maybe land, but it's probably man-made, and it spans water.
I see.
That's a causeway. A boulevard doesn't have limited access.
Okay. Tell me what are some of the main streets in Fort Myers.
McGregor Boulevard, Cleveland Avenue, Fowler Street.
You mean what I would be on?
Colonial Drive. Colonial. Is it Drive? Yeah, I think so.
Do those last parts of them, are those just names or do they mean something different?
No, they don't really mean anything.
Okay. Are any of these streets famous historically in any way or important for any reason?
Mm-hmm. McGregor Boulevard is because from all the way from the river to, way south, it must be 15, 20 miles, it's lined with palm trees. Mm. And it's really beautiful, and Edison had all those palm trees planted because he lived on McGregor Boulevard.
Oh, great.
And Fort Myers is the city of palms, and that's why.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
City of Palms. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you have a small street and then there's a train that goes over and you drive under it, other than a bridge, would you call that anything else?
I've heard it called something.
Would you say...
Overpass? Yeah.
Is that what you'd call it?
Probably.
Or would you say underpass?
You mean what I would be on?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd call it anything. I'd call the train going over an overpass.
Have you heard viaduct?
Not for that, no. No.
Okay. When you park alongside of the curb, what kind of parking is that?
Parallel parking.
Okay. What are those things for fire hoses that you can't park next to?
Hydrants.
Okay. And if there are other cars that you're parking along with in a shopping center, what kind do you call that?
A parking lot.
Okay. You have any name for, like, you know, if it's at a certain angle or
diagonal?
Okay.
A diagonal parking lot.
Okay. And if you were downtown,